I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That is so uplifting, and I love that that's the lead into this show, Dare to Dream. I'm your host, Debbie Dashinger. So good to be here with you and with one of my very favorite guests who will be on a little later, David Watson. Oh, yeah, he's back. We keep having him on because he's so popular and does such an outstanding job. Every time we feature him, we learn something new. I can tell you there's a big shift in me, certainly from beginning to end of show. And David Watson is a popular channeler, workshop leader, author, and life strategist. He's located in Toronto, Canada. He is a gifted deep trance channeler who's been channeling a soul group called the Willows since 1986. And David will be taking listener questions during the show. You can ask him about health, relationships, spiritual matters, past lives, career, and much more. Again, he'll be on later, so definitely stay tuned for that goodness. Goodness, goodness, goodness. Well, I just want to inspire you, you know. First of all, I feel inspired. I received the most beautiful email today. I did a little intention work, and boy, I'm getting like great emails and experiences. I like that, setting that, clearing out the debris that I don't want and prefer and allowing in, inviting in, and being clear about what I prefer instead, and then having proof of it show up so quickly. So I just spoke at an event last week for a university, and there were students and alumni in attendance. And for the people who put on the event, who were the administrators, they said, wow, the feedback we received on that night, as well as post-event survey responses, your presentations were wonderful. And wanted to share some of the students' comments with you because they clearly valued what you were able to teach them in such a short amount of time. When asked why they were satisfied with the event, they said, the speakers, that's myself and my best friend Zhuzha, we both spoke, the speakers were engaging and gave personalized information that I'll be able to use in my career. Yay! And the speakers were outstanding, and I really, really felt I learned a lot from them and that they should be used more often. They were outstanding. That was an A+ for me. Thank you for making our event so meaningful for our audience. Wow. So that's the way to do a life. that's a way to start a day and get an email. I love it because, you know, especially if you're an entrepreneur, boy, once in a great while, I have myself a client that's a little taxing. So I even want to reverse that around to not have to work so hard for people and that they get it much quicker, you know, that really, I think most of us have the best of intentions to provide great value for others. And it's so lovely to be recognized for the value we actually present. So I want you to know it's never too late to follow your dreams. So check it out. Did you know that at age 23, Tina Fey was working at a YMCA? Did you know at age 23, Oprah was fired from her first reporting job? At age 24, Stephen King was working as a janitor and living in a trailer. At age 27, Vincent van Gogh failed as a missionary, and he decided to go to art school. At age 28, J.K. Rowling, who wrote Harry Potter, she was a suicidal single parent living on welfare. At age 30, Harrison Ford was a carpenter. At age 37, the author Ang Lee was a, excuse me, the director Ang Lee was a stay-at-home dad working odd jobs. Julia Child released her first cookbook at age 39 and got her own cooking show at age 51. Vera Wang, the designer, failed to make the Olympic figure skating team and didn't get the editor-in-chief position at Vogue. And so, she designed her first dress at age 40. Stan Lee, right? Marvel Comics didn't release his first big comic book until he was 40. Samuel L. Jackson didn't get his first major movie role until he was 46. Morgan Freeman landed his first major movie role at age 52. What am I saying here? Whatever your dream is, it's not too late to achieve it. Never tell yourself you're too old to make it. Never tell yourself you missed your chance. Never tell yourself that you aren't good enough, because you are. You're delicious. You can do it, whatever it is. Let that inspire you, and remember them. If you feel a little down, let it help pick you up who's come before you. So I got to tell you, I love wine, love, love, love wine. And I don't know if you enjoy drinking wine, gifting bottles of wine, tasting wine. It is, for me, such a delight, such a luxury in life. At directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders, certified wine experts choose wines from all over the world, deliver them to your home or your business, and you receive tasting notes in your box of wine and wine pairing recommendations. You can join the club and receive your wine now, or start a wine business with no back office. If you have three people sign up, and that's all you need to do, three people, and all of a sudden, you're going to get monthly wine free, ta-da, with cash in your pocket. So Deb's Wine Wonders is exquisite wine at below retail prices. And I'm telling you this now because you can create an explosive business that's all done for you. And right now, just now, they have a special running until Sunday. Crazy. Get ready. Four bottles, and I mean these are good wines. Four bottles for $49 sent to you, or you can send them as gifts. Hello. Is this a yes or a yes? So if you're interested in their special, definitely get it right now before it runs out. Go to directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders/join. And it's sellers like C-E-L-L-A-R-S, direct sellers with a C, sellers.com/DebsWineWonders/join. When we come back, we'll have David Watson here. We'll be taking calls and having delicious conversation with the Willows. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Isn't it time to stop the frustration and excuses and instead create a life that you love? Introducing the magic of creating your dreams. Go to debbiedashinger.com and click on products. In the magic of creating your dreams, Debbie shares effective, easy-to-apply tools to change the course of your life in miraculous ways. With these powerful tools, you can finally achieve your dreams. debbiedashinger.com, the magic of creating your dreams.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the BARS. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Debbie Dashinger here on Dare to Dream. Again, my guest is David Watson, who works in the style of Edgar Cayce through the Willows, who are a group of entities from both the physical and ethereal planes. David is also a practicing psychotherapist specializing in stress counseling and soul purpose work. If you have a question, I would just ask you to be clear and specific. That's better. You can call in toll-free, 888-627-6008, or direct 323-744-4831. And his website is askthewillows.com. David, the Willows, it is so great to have you yet again on Dare to Dream. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's always nice to be here and sharing and chatting with you, Debbie.
Thank you so much. And I would ask the Willows to come forward and we can have a breath here,
sure,
if you will.
Let me just go into trance then. Just a moment.
Yes. And again, while he's going into trance, it's toll-free 888-627-6008 or direct 323-744-4831.
Yes. We are here now. You may proceed as you wish.
Willows, I have a pressing question that I'm just going to deep dive with you, if I may, and start out by asking you, we have heroes, and heroes are often people we can look up to make challenges we face seem bearable. And it can even make us feel like we're up to the task. But what do we do when those heroes turned out to be flawed? I'll be a little more specific. CNN recently discussed this topic. People like Al Franken, Charlie Rose, Bill Cosby, Donald Trump, Louis C.K., Kevin Spacey, George Bush, so many men that many people looked up to and are completely fallen. So weigh in, if you would, what do we do when those heroes turned out to be quite flawed and to have done some not so nice things to our women and humankind?
Well, you would see here, first of all, it is a reflection of a social acceptance of this type of behavior. There are an understanding here, and you would saying here, going back into the early days, be refer of Hollywood here. The jokes about the casting couch, you see, all of the talks about the lecherous directors and producers and people who slept their ways to the top. Well, in actual fact, that's exactly what they did, you see. And it was considered to be a way of advancing one's life. What has happened here in recent years is this individuation process. People are starting to look on men and women as people rather than sexual stereotypes, you see? Mm-hmm. And what is happening now is many of these things are being brought into the foreground and are showing you that all people are flawed, that the people who look upon them should not look upon them with disdain or judgment, but should look within themselves and think about the time when they thought about doing something with somebody, or maybe they did and nobody ever found out in their lives. Hmm. Each person must understand that the most driving factor in life itself is the sexual impulse and drive. Without it, you would cease to exist as a race. It is the thing that makes more of you, you see?
Interesting.
So when this is put into the foreground, it is something that drives, and it overrides quite often intellect and spiritual means. It is the grounding aspect. It is that which is on the physical, and it is part of the drive for life. You see? How it is accepted or how it is integrated into the social order is quite different. Each age has its own set of standards, you see? Some ages were very acceptable. Orgies were the de rigueur in ancient Rome, for example, you see? And in today's world in which you are living within, this is a world of political aplomb.
Mm-hmm.
And we would suggest, before anybody starts pointing fingers at all of these people, that first of all, they are saying, yes, we had these problems. Yes, we've done these things. But in actual fact, they are just people. That is all. Many other people who are not famous have had many similar experiences, and in fact, quite often far more, because they are not well known, you see. But it is these things here that are being brought into the foreground for a very specific reason. Be of understanding here, look upon the nature of the political aplomb that's occurring in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
1 year from the time of this individual who'll be forcing his way into the headlines as the new president was accused of many indiscretions, and in fact, not only accused of, but actually shown.
Right.
This was overridden, and he was not believed as such.
Right.
But those in Hollywood, those in the media who spoke out against him, are all of these here being oppressed today?
Right.
What a coincidence, would you not think?
Yes.
It is not hard to dig deep and find something dark in someone's past. Many people have had indiscretions that they feel later on regret. But to dig up the past, to bring things into the full light that happened decades ago, not years ago, not weeks ago, in some cases, yes, these people are predators, but some of them are just people who are trying to become better people and are dealing with their sexuality and their nature in their own way. Now, we are not excusing individuals like this. And certainly, we do not turn around and say that women should not be considered in this way, because women should not be treated like this. No one should be treated like this, you see?
Agreed. Let me ask you a question. You know, hearing what you're sharing here, the thing I keep thinking about is Anita Hill. You know, 1991, Anita Hill suddenly becomes this national figure because she accuses U.S. Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas, who was her boss, mm-hmm. of sexual harassment. And not only was the – oh, it upsets me. You can feel it. Not mm-hmm. only was it thrown out – but, you know, she had a terrible time with how she was treated in the press and, you know, losing jobs and credibility. And so in a way, my sense of what's happening is quite beneficial that finally the curtain's being pulled
Indeed,
back.
Indeed, yes. It is very important. And however it is happening, for whatever reason it is happening, is irrelevant. It is important to look at what is happening. But we are simply pointing out to you some of the reasons for this.
Yes.
At this time, suddenly you are back in Victorian times, you see,
uh-huh.
Where people are wagging their fingers at each other for what they did or did not do, you see?
Yeah.
So you want to think about these aspects of consciousness as well and understand that you don't need to become emotionally attached to these things occurring. As long as you don't allow them into your own life and you see that in the larger picture, they're finally being revealed in your society, which means that changes have to occur, you see? It is all about change, you see?
And what about the change we can do and be, you know, in this hashtag MeToo climate? It really brought up some significant times when I have had very untoward advances or experiences with men. And I'm just a casebook perfect. Exactly the confusion, the numbness, the not knowing what to do, the not responding how you'd want, the all that mishmash of feelings. But I'll tell you, I'm coming out the other side feeling quite different. So most recently, I do media work out in the world. I help clients to write a book. I take author's book to international bestseller, and I help people get visible through PR and media. And this was a very rare experience. I hadn't had it before, but a wonderful client, in fact, a male client that I'd gotten on with notoriously well and felt so excited about the lovely relationship and where the client coaching was going, out of nowhere turned and suddenly started sending me quite sexual nature texts and pulling pictures of me off of social media and saying he was saving them later for a quote-unquote private time and other things that was very alarming and confusing. I want to know, as females or even the men listening who may have had something similar, what do we do? What is the way? Do we approach the person? Do we have a conversation? Is there a way to cut it off? How do we speak or handle it? I'd love to know what your thoughts are.
Very simple. You must fall back upon your own values. And falling into your values means that when this occurs to you in the manner such as this is not overt, this is not somebody grabbing you or attacking you, but being inappropriate in a more pristine manner, so to speak. But the fact of the matter is here, you simply say, listen, this is very inappropriate. I'm shocked that you would think or behave like this. And unless it's a joke, I suggest that you seek some kind of help. And leave it at that. And that's exactly what they should be doing, you see, because coming into this situation, where they be of connecting with another, it is a mental aberration. It is an imposition into another person's space and energy. And look how it affects you. You see, sometimes it is done not so that they can get you, but so that they can ruffle your feathers. So that they can feel that somehow they have affected you. In a negative way. This is sociopathic behavior, you understand? So, and understand that this is in this way, it must be taken into account and given the thought that there are more people in the world like that than would be understood. Huh. But the fact is that you live in a society that has many double standards, and all of them does. And as a result, there are two layers to everything that is going on. You are seeing the public shocking. There is literally nobody on the planet who is of in middle age, who doesn't have something that they're carrying around with them that they're ashamed of having done, that may have been antisocial, that may have impinged on somebody else's rights, whether it be sexual or otherwise. And the fact remains is that this is the kind of thing that you either understand as part of the human dilemma and part of the human growth, and then treat it as something that can be healed and worked upon, rather than judged and expunged, you see? The only way to have this change is to change the social understanding of it. Sexual energy is just energy. And wherever the mind goes, the energy flows. It is up to the individual to determine where that energy goes. And if it, instead of going into overt fantasies about controlling somebody else, which is what it's all about, it can go into wonderful fantasies of creating new things in life in general, in putting that energy in a loving way toward the people around you without having to have the physical interactions. There are so many other ways it can be done. And we do not want to make this sound like everyone has to be a goody-two-shoes, not even close. But the fact remains is each individual has a choice as to where their energy is going. The people who are having these problems will be the first to say, oh, I cannot control myself. I cannot hold myself back. And the fact is, no one can control themselves, but everyone is in charge of themselves, you see? And people need to be shown how to take charge of these situations.
Powerful.
To know that they are riding a lion, and that they do not control the lion, but they can direct the lion, you
Wow. Wow. Don't you can't control the lion, but you can direct the lion. This is amazing conversation. I have so many more questions coming up based on what I'm hearing. And we're going to take a break. This is Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Join me after the show on Facebook. Go to Dare to Dream Radio and TV. Sign up. You'll get everything there, including all the replays and what's next. And stay right there. When we come back with the Willows and David Watson, we're going to be talking about how can we become heroic ourselves and how are we connected to the Willows? We'll be back.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/debswinewonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/debswinewonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed at directsellers.com/debswinewonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/debswinewonders.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you, being you, are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Welcome back, Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. We're speaking with the Willows. And I just want to have some closure on what we were sharing about. And the conversation started out about these heroes who have fallen, if you will, and revealed an underbelly that is actually quite existent and hadn't been addressed before. So it's quite up at the forefront. But my question is, if they're not going to be our heroes, and as you were sharing that everybody maybe has this shadow and light within them, what if we are to be the heroes? What if we are to look to ourselves to be that and do that? And how can we become heroic ourselves?
Well, it is the only answer, in fact. You will not find the true heroes outside. You'll find them inside. It is where you would understand, for example, you were looking at the classic Greek anthologies, Ulysses and Odysseus. Traveling of the world, and what they truly discovered was internal. All of their growth, despite the fact that they were faced with external circumstances, that they had their inner demons they had to wrestle with. Each person has that passion play going on inside of them. It is always the wrestling between the dark and the light. It is always bringing the light into the consciousness so that the individual can connect with the universal consciousness. And when the individual connects with universal consciousness, the individual then has a home and knows that he or she is part of everything, not apart from everything. You see? Mm. And this is the truth. So by finding this inside, so what one does is find the hero within, exactly as you say, by creating this circumstance where one goes on the internal journey. Each internal journey is different. We would certainly not try to lay one out for anybody in particular. But the internal journey does have to do with self-discovery, with questioning oneself about purpose. Not just purpose in life, but purpose in existence itself. These are the kind of places when the individual begins to travel, precludes the physical world around, and encourages the individual to dive into their inner being. Because quite frankly, as anyone would understand, about 90% of what happens in life happens right inside. The other 10% is happening around you. So it all has to do with this and this inner discovery, this inner hero. Once you discover it and you begin to champion that hero and you begin to encourage that hero and appreciate it and nurture and support that hero, then you have what you have, Debbie. You have something you can share with others and show them how to do it as well. And this is what you have done. You were like Diana, the goddess of the hunt, you see. And here you are having come through these adventures, and you are still going through them. Mm-hmm. But the truth of the matter is here, with you and everybody else in life, the most important thing is that you are meeting these circumstances with a brave heart. You're coming fearlessly into this new areas of your life. And with a little bit of doubt here and there, you have overcome so many of these things and stepping into this new place. Who is the better heroine to have in your life than you? Mm-hmm. You see? And this is the same for each person who is listening, each person who would have the choice of reaching inside and pulling out from themselves the best of themselves.
It is easy to
criticize oneself, you see.
Yeah, and most people do, right? Inner dialogues. I am having a feeling that I've often had with you, whether it was a private session I had with you or here on the radio show. It's just this, I feel a welling of great love for the Willows. I feel comforted. I feel understood and seen. That's very important, and connected. And in one of the first shows we ever did together last year, the Willows commented that I had known them, or they me, before we even met in this broadcast capacity. I would love you to share specifically, what did the Willows mean? How did we know each other, and in what capacity?
Well, many describe the energy of Willows here as a soul group. Willows is singular and at the same time multiple. Singular in that it is coming through the entity David's higher self, his eternal self, so to speak, connected with his conscious mind, but coming through his unconscious mind and bringing itself into the physical world in this way. That is exactly what you are listening to. But given that this is the case, this is, as anything that is whole and one, is comprised of other aspects that create that wholeness. And that is what a soul group is. It is a collection of energies that are both out of the physical, or entities, you could call them, and who are also in the physical, in other words, conscious mind. You are one of those who is connected to this particular soul group. There are others, including that some very famous, and some who nobody's ever heard of and maybe never will. But that doesn't make any difference, because the people connected to this particular vibrational energy that we exist within are people who understand and see a broader picture of consciousness, a broader picture of mind, and see further in not only their own lives, but in the world around them.
Is that something like Esther Hicks, who channels Abraham, and her husband, Jerry, who actually they say brought about Abraham because of his intense curiosity of questions? And when Jerry passed, my understanding is that he joined in with Abraham and is now part of what is channeled. Is that correct? And is that the same thing?
Well, it could be considered in this manner here, but it is not Jerry that is being channeled, you understand. Within the soul group, as you would have it, in this way. Many people think of Abraham as singular. Abraham is eternal consciousness pinpointed in the same way. Same as this energy here. Same as the energy on many other people who are doing this work in the world today. This is not an unusual thing. What is important is that people are beginning to see that anybody can do this. So these soul groups around these points, it's like a point of, we like to consider it this way, is if you have a piece of stocking material and you stretch it and then you push your finger through the middle of it, you see, and you push it out. That is kind of what it is. The energy of the stocking itself then pushes back and the finger in it pushes in, and it pushes into the world and brings with it that fold of energy into the physical world.
Well,
so what is surrounding it, the energy surrounding it, both on the physical and non-physical on both sides of it, are contained in that particular aspect of the totality of consciousness in this way. You see?
Yes.
So your connection is on a conscious level and on a spiritual level as well. Mm. You have all the aspects of channeling, if you wish, yourself. And it would easily and effortlessly be able to bring this into account. And in fact, most of the time when you're out there, as you call winging it, what do you think channeling is, you see?
Damn! how does it get any better than that? That's all I've got to say. It's a beautiful answer, and trust me, I'm so grateful, deeply honored by the beautiful connection I feel and the extreme enormity of love. I just want to say we've got callers on the line, I understand. We're going to take a break so that we come back. We could take them and start the calls happening. This is Debbie Dashinger and Dare to Dream Radio, and if you want to have exquisite wine, red, white, your choice, sent direct to your home or business or as a gift with food pairing notes, go to directsellers.com. That's with a C, directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders/join. Stay right there. We're going to be right back.
Are you ready to work with a leader whose clients get results? Debbie Dashinger believes you were born with a unique gift. She leads exceptional teleseminar classes and consults leaders and executives to go beyond obstacles and limits. Clients worldwide receive accelerated results and are catapulted into spectacular successes. For an appointment, go to www.debbiedashinger.com.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. AccessConsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At AccessConsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. AccessConsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to AccessConsciousness.com to learn more.
Talk radio is the most effective way to promote a book, business, product, or personal story. Done correctly, radio interviews will open doors. MediaMasteryRadio.com offers training and media strategy. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn to message yourself. Get results when you are interviewed, such as sales, followers, speaking gigs, and new customers. Programs, products, workshops, and private sessions at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Do you love wine? Do you enjoy drinking it or sharing it? Well, maybe you know a lot about wine, maybe you don't. Thanks for entrusting me with picking and choosing the most amazing wines from all over the world and delivering them to your home or business. You will receive as few or as many bottles of wine as you like with tasting notes in your magical box of wine detailing the regions, the history, and even food and wine pairing. We will deliver to you the best wine in the world. So get in, get wine, get social at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. Sit back and truly enjoy our wines because we take great pride. We have invested a great deal of time selecting the most incredible wines from all over the world we know you'll enjoy and want to share. At directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders. Yum.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
BBSRadio.com, the number one internet talk.
This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing David Watson, who is channeling the willows. We've got some people on the line. I want to honor your kindness and waiting. And so Lisa is on the line. Lisa, we're going to bring you on to meet the willows. Give us your question and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Hopefully you can hear me. I'm getting over laryngitis right now. But anyway, I'm so grateful to be here. And my question is this. I'm almost 59. I've been building my conscious business for 5 years. But in my heart, I know I'm here for something much, much bigger. I've been playing a small game. Yet there's some fear. There's something that keeps me stuck, feeling unclear. I don't know if it's karmic or what. So I'd love to know if I'm headed in the right direction and what's next for me.
We first would ask, what is it you would like to do? We cannot give you a path. That is your job, you see. But you're saying you're working in your business, in your conscious business, and you do not feel you're going in the right place. You are 59. Well, of course, the big 6-0 is coming up, and that's a very significant turning point for many people. It is the entrance into, in some people's case, the beginning of the end. but in actual fact, we look upon it as the next stage of human conscious awareness. Mm. It's one where you step into your full self, where you can turn around and say, you know, to this point in my life, I've been giving everything to everybody else around me and fulfilling my duties. Now it's my turn, you see? And you would see here within this, your own need here. You're particularly here in a place where you feel you want to give, but you want to give in a different way. You want to give in an energetic way. Yes?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What would you like to give? What are you good at doing? What would you like to do?
I'd like to speak because I love to inspire, motivate, encourage. That's what I do.
And you do that daily, yes?
Well, I do that in different ways with coaching and interviews and things like that. But I'd love to head to the stages. That's what I'd love to do. And I think there's a bit of fear around that.
Well, you're talking to the right person here, but also you're talking to the right girl on the other line here with us.
Yeah.
The entity Devi here is a mage in this area, you see. The truth of the matter is what you need to do is to look at yourself and to begin to love, trust, and approve yourself on a regular basis. And in doing this, you simply say to yourself daily, I always love, trust, and approve of myself unconditionally. And just saying it to yourself feels kind of warm and fuzzy inside, doesn't it? I always love, trust, and approve of myself unconditionally. Yeah. And the more that you say that for yourself, the more you begin to shift your consciousness. And the more you begin to enter into the next phase, into the new paradigm that you would like to enter into.
Mm.
You see,
to get out
to get out and to speak to people, you have your own life experiences. You didn't just fall off the apple cart, yes? So the truth of the matter is, this is what people need to hear about. The things that you have to offer particularly don't just have to do with making somebody richer or more famous. They have to do with helping people become better people. To begin to cope with life in a more positive and proactive way so that these people can begin to deal with their lives in a better way. This is why you may be able to start calling yourself a life strategist, you see, instead of a coach. Because in truth here, you're teaching people and working with people's strategies. And you will have many...
Yeah. I lost the audio there. I wasn't hearing that at all.
Yeah, I didn't hear it either.
But I if I may, while Dave is just, or the willows are just re-vibrating here, I just want to say this is such a beautiful question and a pertinent question. You know, Susan Jeffers had it right when she said, feel the fear and do it anyway. I am a huge proponent of that because I'm afraid of many things that I do that are brand new where I don't feel like I have full expertise, but I know I have capacity and gift. And there's something about saying hell yes and moving forward. Also, there's something to be said about doing the work first because I'm a workhorse when it comes to that, so that when I step onto that stage or whatever I'm next to do, I'm so fully prepared that I can rest easy in the preparation and let grace take place. Yeah. So I really recommend you do that and get support so you know how beautiful and brilliant you are and that you really, as the willows were sharing, you have this incredible, unique message to share out into the world that nobody else has through your filter that we need to hear. So I hope you will do that and be the hero we're waiting for. Thank you for calling in so much, Lisa. Thank you for your question.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you.
We have a really short time and I know that people on the line are going to be a little bit, this was my time. So I'm going to talk a little bit as we're waiting for him, them, the beautiful him, them, David Watson and the Willows. Again, the website is askthewillows.com. And if you love wine and isn't it the season to either receive or gift, go to directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. /join, get wine for yourself. Remember, it's CELLARS for sellers. And we've got the Willows back. We're going to bring Kim on for a quick and specific question. And Willows, welcome back.
Sorry for technical difficulties. Yeah.
No worries. Thank you. And cool. Kim, welcome to the show.
Yes.
And say hi to the Willows.
Hi, Willows. Thank you so much. I'll make this quick. Ever since I was a kid, I've had this underlying feeling of guilt, and it doesn't really make any sense to me at all. And I've, you know, gone through my past and tried to figure out where it might be coming from. And what stands out the most to me is it might be past life driven. And I'm wondering if you can give me any insight on this.
Yes, there is feelings of guilt that come from past existence that would occur here in your immediate past life.
Okay.
And this was the refer here of the Second World War. Be refer here as a Belgium. Be here as you are of a young girl, a young Jewish girl. They are rough times here, for it is the beginning of the occupations. And all Jews must wear bands on their arms, you see. And you are stopped one day in front of your family house by somebody that you would now know as an SS officer and says, little girl, where do you live? And you pointed at your house. And the next day they came and took your family away.
Wow. Thank you. I wasn't expecting that.
This left you as a child, and you did not survive the war yourself either. You felt that when you passed, that you were getting what you deserved.
Mm.
So when you bring something that powerful into a lifetime with you, into this lifetime, it is want for you to go back and to say to the little girl, I understand. You did nothing wrong.
Thank you.
You let her know that you love her and that she's forgiven. See? The guilt will dissipate for you if you so choose.
Do you have any idea about how old I was?
At that age? See about six.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
I'm getting the heebie-jeebies over here because, oh my goodness, I really am. So my family was in Austria, my father's family, and they fled to Belgium thinking that they would avoid the war. And of course, my grandfather was captured, concentration camp. My father and his brother went into the underground, and my grandmother changed her identity. I mean, they've got such a story, it's a movie, but just to hear this connection is, well, amazing. Kim, thank you for your chilling question and the chilling answer. That's deep, and I hope you will meditate and find a lot of solace there to relieve the guilt that is no longer yours in this life. And
you may love the child.
Girl.
To love the child is most important.
Who did the best she could. Wow.
Yeah.
And we have time for a very, very, very quick question, very, very, very quick answer. I really want to get her in because she's been so patient. Julie, thank you for waiting and welcome to Dare to Dream. And I'd like to introduce you to the Willows. Please ask your question.
Wonderful. You're so full of love. Thank you both. So this is sort of beautifully comes off of Lisa's, I'm in my dharma of teaching meditation, but I had to give up a lot of stability in my finances, and I manage a space that I live and work, and there's a lot of chaos involved in allowing me to step into my dharma of teaching meditation. And I'd love some clarity around, do I, you know, give up the chaos and the financial ability that's allowing me to step into that career and that dharma, or do I go back to work where I have more financial stability and I have to take a different path to be teaching full time?
What is to give up? You see, when you think
I'm in a financial situation that allows me the ability to pursue my teaching meditation full time, but that situation is very chaotic and very stressful. So if I give up that situation, of, I live in a retreat space and it's beautiful, but it's really stressful for me. If I give that up, then I have to go back to work full time and I'd only be able to pursue my dream of teaching on a part-time basis after, you know, sort of a full-time income would be established for me.
Oh, this is a short question, isn't it, pal? You see, we say with a smile. There is no quick answer to this. When it comes to the individual, each person must do what they feel is best for themselves. You say doing and staying is stressful for you. You must ask yourself, is it stressful because you're worried about it not working? Is it stressful because you're not happy with what you're doing? Is it stressful because you're not happy with the people who you are dealing with? Is it stressful because you don't feel like you're accomplishing what you should be accomplishing at the rate you should be accomplishing it? Or what? Or perhaps all of the above or none of the above? The truth is if you are not happy doing something, that is what evinces change. If your knee is hurting, you're going to try and move your knee around so it stops hurting, you see? And it's the same with life. You're going to have to find something that is going to make that stop hurting. And we see that you have the opportunity to do this within this retreat situation. Returning immediately to your old situation where you were entering back into the madding crowd, so to speak, is something a little difficult for you, and we do not see you're quite ready to jump right back onto the horse again, you see. So take a little bit of time for yourself, do a little bit more meditation on this, and say to yourself and ask, what is going to be best for you? What is going to make you feel light? Because if you are not feeling light doing either of these things, then it is time to begin to think of a third. And perhaps a fourth. And remember that you are the one that's in charge. And you are not, shall we say, forced to go in one particular direction. You are a teacher. You are a meditator. And you are, as you have no doubt begun to understand, a philosopher as well. These are the things you bring into yourself. So these are great gifts. It's just a matter of putting them together in the jigsaw puzzle of life where you are going to feel happy. But we do not see you entering back into regular flow as something that's going to put that smile on your face.
Well, I have to intercede, and please forgive me. This is, I'm receiving even as you're responding to each of the listeners. Julie, thank you so much for your question. Thanks for coming on. And anyone who is interested in more or your own private reading or work with David Watson and the Willows, go to askthewillows.com. And I end today's show with this quote from Joe Rogan, who said, "Someone else's success does not equal a failure for you." Thank you so much for joining us today on Dare to Dream. And remember, the secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products, sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible.